Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remain standing for the reading of God's Word. Amen. Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll try to, with the help of the Lord, preach between coughing. The more I talk, the more I cough. The harder I get, the more I cough. Amen. But the help of the Lord, we'll try to preach. Praise God. Hebrews chapter number 11. Amen. Let's begin with verse number 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out and not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Though through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive, conceived seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Amen. Verse number 10 and verse 13 is the two I would like to take my text from this morning. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. I want to preach with the help of the Lord this morning on a simple thought, looking for a city. Father, I love you this morning. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your grace and for your mercy. This morning, God, I pray, Lord, that you would move and that you would bless, that you would anoint me, God, to preach your word. God, that you would anoint this congregation to receive this morning what you have for us. Move and minister, God, that not a soul leave the same way they came. And we will thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. While I was studying, amen, the Lord this morning, and kind of looking over my notes, it seemed the Lord was impressing me in a different direction than what I so planned with this message. Amen. Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 11 through 13. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. For looking for that blessed hope, looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We see here in our text in Hebrews chapter number 11, we see the Bible speaking of Abraham. We see here that the Bible notes, amen, that God had called him, amen, and when we look in the book of Genesis, amen, we see where God has called him to leave three different things. Amen. The Bible, amen, said that God had called him to leave his country, called him to leave his kindred, and called him to leave away from his father's house. Amen. The book of Joshua, if you study this out, amen, it plainly shows that there was idolatry. His family, his kindred, amen, was wrapped up in idolatry. Amen. We see also that the country in which he lived, amen, also was a country of idolatry. Amen. Genesis chapter number 11, I believe it is. Amen. Shows, amen, where he was living in Haran, I believe is how you would pronounce it. Amen. And we see that Haran, amen, was this centralized place for the Babylonian moon cult. Amen. So we see, amen, that all around Abraham and his family, amen, was surrounded by idolatry. And come on now. Amen. We see the evilness that has surrounded him. Amen. He's living in it. That didn't make him a part of it. Amen. He didn't have to be a part of it. Amen. But God placed it upon him. Amen. He called him and told him, amen, to leave his kindred. Amen. To leave his father's house. Amen. To leave that country. Amen. Of idolatry. In other words, pass through it. Amen. In other words, you're going to pass through some lands. Amen. That may be wicked. Amen. You may pass by some places. Amen. That might live in an idolatrous life. Amen. But you're only going to be passing through. Amen. You need to be looking for a city. Amen. Whose builder and maker is God. The Bible said, amen, that these all died in the faith. Amen. I get excited thinking about this. Amen. That these all died in the faith. I mean, you know, they never received, Brother Lett, the promise. They never received what they was looking for. Amen. On this earth. Amen. But they had this testimony. Amen. That even though, amen, that they never received it. Amen. They saw it afar off. Yeah. And they confessed on this earth. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. They never received it on this earth. Amen. But there was one thing that there was their testimony. Amen. They confessed this one thing. Amen. That they were strangers and they were pilgrims. Amen. Passing through. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. That reminds me of myself. Amen. The only thing is I haven't obtained it yet. Amen. But I'm not looking afar off. Oh, but it looks so close. It looks so nigh. Amen. But as I look at it, I'm only a stranger. I'm only a pilgrim. Amen. Passing through a land that is so wicked. Oh, call it a Christian nation. Amen. But it's a land of idolatry. I'm telling you, I'm not a part of this world. Amen. But I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. We look around. Amen. Just think of it. Amen. We're not a part of this world. We're only strangers. We're pilgrims. Amen. We're in this land, but we're only passing through. Amen. We must be careful. Amen. We must be cautious. Amen. Not to allow this world, amen, to tug at our heartstrings and to pull our eyes in the wrong direction. Amen. We must be, amen, very cautious. Amen. Not to become conformed to this world. Amen. But as I've already said, be transformed. Amen. By the renewing of our mind. Amen. You take it as people. There's many people, especially those who are missionaries, but let's not even use them. Amen. Let's just think of those, especially retired people or young people. It's just got lots of money. Amen. We see those that travel. Amen. They love. Amen. Their home is here in this grand United States. Amen. But they love going to foreign countries. Amen. They love traveling the world over. Amen. There's certain things that is required. Amen. By this government, before you can ever leave our borders, amen, you have to be prepared for it. You got to get your record straight. You got to get your identity straight. You got to let them know in that other country, amen, who you are a citizen of. Come on now. Amen. You got to let that other country know, I'm only passing through. I'm not a member here. I'm not a citizen here. I'm only a passing through. I'm a member. I'm a citizen of the United States. I'm telling you, we are ambassadors of Christ. Amen. We're not worldlings, but we are saints of God. We're not unholy, but we're holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm looking for a city. And it's not on this earth. The United States government, after that person has gotten our records, excuse my voice this morning. It may go out, but the Lord help me. I feel the Lord, amen, really trying to help me here. Amen. They have to get their record straight. Acknowledge that they are a U.S. citizen so that when they do come back, amen, from that country, the record straight, amen, we acknowledge them, amen, as being a person, a citizen of the U.S. Also, before they leave this country, they have to get their shots, immunizations, amen, everything up to date. Also, amen, according to the region of that country, there may be certain diseases, there might be certain, amen, things that they could contract, amen, pick up, amen, and bring back with them, not only to harm themselves, amen, but their country, their, amen, environment, their city. Come on now. Amen. You got to, amen, immune yourself. Come on now. Amen. They also send out warnings. They say, don't drink the water. Amen. Don't eat certain items. Amen. Don't do this. Don't go to these places because it'll be harmful to your health. Amen. Come on here. I'm going somewhere in just a moment. Amen. But can I tell you something? It is left up to that citizen, that country, amen, the U.S., amen, can enforce the fact of them getting them shots. Amen. Come on now. We're covered by the blood. Amen. The cops are not going to hold us back. Amen. From being conform to this world. Amen. But we have to ourselves, amen, pull away from this world and say, I'm only passing through. I'm only a pilgrim. I'm only a traveler. I don't want to be held down by the bondage of this world. Amen. And could it be that that traveler, when he gets to that country, having received the warnings of his country that he is a citizen of, don't drink the water, don't eat certain foods, but in the weakness of the moment. Come on now. Amen. Brother David Sims went on a mission trip to a country, received the warnings not to drink, amen, the water in that area. I don't know if he got thirsty or just forgot, and nearly died right there before he made it home because he did not heed the warnings that was given to him. Amen. Come on now. It was just innocent. It wasn't, amen, stupidity or rebellion. It was just, amen, just, it might have just forgot. I don't know. Amen. But can I tell you something? Amen. He could die if he drinks that water because of the diseases. Come on now. Amen. And let me tell you something. If the U.S. knows about it, you ain't going to come home, brother. Amen. Because they're going to make sure that you are clean from that so you don't contaminate, amen, what you're coming into. I'm telling you, as saith to God, amen, we're covered by the blood. He's given us a list of instructions. We're only passing through. There's things we need to be cautious of. There's things we need to be aware of. There's things we don't need to conform to. And if we do it, amen, you're not going to make it to that city because nothing shall enter in that defiles it. But he's already given us that warning. He's given us the cautions that we need to be aware. We're given this warning that denying ungodly lust or ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, we should live righteous, and that we should live godly in this present world. Why, Brother Sean? Because we're not looking around us. Come on now. I'm not living godly and holy, amen, to look around me, amen, saying this is going to be my dwelling place forever. Hey, come on now. Amen. But I'm living soberly. I'm living righteous. I'm living holy because I'm looking for that blessed Katayela Mo'otamehe. I'm looking for the blessed hope. Amen. There's no way that God is going to accept those, amen, that has conformed themselves, amen, to this world. Amen. But God will accept those who have said in their hearts, my testimony is, amen, they knew I walked this earth, but I was a Christian. I wasn't a worldlian. And I refused. I refused to be a part of that. How can we live in this world and not become a part of it? How can we live in this world and not have our eyes set, amen, upon the things here? It's because my goal is so much higher than this world. My eyes are set on something else. Amen. It don't seem, as the Hebrew writer said, as I've already made the comment, amen, it don't seem like he said, amen, they didn't receive it, but they saw it afar off. Amen. I don't have my hands on it right now. Amen. Sometimes I feel the glory of that city that's yet to come. I feel the glory of heaven sometimes in the sanctuary of the holy. Amen. As I kneel beside my body, I feel, amen, the nearness of it, but I don't see it afar off anymore. Amen. But can I tell you something? Amen. We are supposed to set our affection on that city. Amen. We're supposed to set our affection on things above and not on things of this earth. We got to remember that friendship with this world is enmity with God. We must remember that if you're a friend of this world, you are an enemy with God. There's no two roads about it. Amen. That goes for the preacher. That goes for the singers. That goes for everybody. Amen. If you want to make it to that city, amen, if your heart is set and your eyes is set on that city, amen, you cannot be a friend. Amen. Now, we got friends. That's not what it, but the things of this world, amen, the ungodliness of this world, amen, the conformity of this world must not be in our hearts. Amen. We cannot be a friend with this world, or we are set at enmity with God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. That did not give speculations. Amen. That did not give, well, if or and or but. Amen. But it said, love not the world, and neither the things that are in this world. Amen. But if the love of the world is in that person, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And if the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth, amen, he that doeth the will of my Father, amen, endureth forever. What did he say? He said, wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye a separate people, saith the Lord, and touch not that unclean thing. And then I will receive you unto myself. God's not looking for a whirlwind. God's not looking for somebody to conform to this world. In Deuteronomy chapter number 23. Amen. We find that God is telling Israel. Amen. That when the host goes out against the enemy. Amen. Do you remember this? Amen. When the host goes out against the enemy, amen, come on now, amen, that they are supposed to keep away from every wicked thing. Come on now. Amen. Why? Amen. The Bible said if any man become unclean, amen, when they went out, come on now, amen, to devour the enemy or to conquer that enemy, and they become unclean, amen, the Bible said they were supposed to be cast without the city. Why? Deuteronomy chapter number 23, verse number 14. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of the camp. Amen. To give up thine enemies before thee, therefore shall the camp be holy. That he sees no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. What are you saying, Brother Sean? Amen. If we expect the Lord, amen, to walk in the midst of our camp.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now. If we expect God to walk in the midst, you say that's Old Testament. I'm going to tell you something. It applies to us in the same sense today. Amen. If you expect God to walk in the midst of your families, amen. If you expect God to walk in the midst, come on now. Amen. Oh, I pray, but I don't feel God. Amen. Maybe you need to check up on something. Amen. When God walks in the midst of that camp has to be holy. It cannot be unclean. It cannot find a conformed heart to this world. We fight our battles. We have trials and temptations, and we go out into this world, and yes, it's a battle. Yes, it's a fight. Yes, I know that Satan desires to have us, to sift us, amen, to destroy us, amen, but in the midst of that battle, amen, we've got to remember, amen, we are not of this world. In the midst of that battle, we must remember we cannot become conformed to this world. Oh, Brother Sean, if I'll just loosen up a little, amen, maybe the fire won't be so hot. I'm going to tell you something. If the three Hebrew children would have bowed and went into that fire, they'd have been by themselves, but in the midst of that fire, if we'll say our heart is set toward heaven, he'll be in the fire with us.
Amen.
Daniel would have said, one moment, I wasn't going to pray. And he got thrown in that lion's den anyway. He'd have been left to fend for himself. But in the midst of that trial, when that heart is set toward God, to say, I'm not going to allow myself Oh, God, it was... Amen. We're only passing by. Our eyes must be fixed toward home. Amen. We must be... And we must remember that God has called us to a holy life. Did you hear me? Amen. Come on now. Amen. We're not supposed to be conformed to this world. Amen. But we're supposed to be holy. Amen. Transformed. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Paul of peace and holiness. Amen. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you something. Holiness has got a mighty broad meaning anymore in this world. Amen. It seems like holiness, amen, has got a universal, amen, fit. Amen. It seems like holiness is one of those, like, some clothes, amen, that really isn't right. One size fits all. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. It seems like holiness, it's accepted. Amen. I've preached in some holiness churches. Amen. It was about as far from holiness, amen, biblically, amen, that I could imagine. Amen. But the title was on the door. Amen. You asked them, they're Pentecostal holiness. Amen. But it's not biblical holiness. Somewhere down the line, amen, they lined up with the world and lost out with God. You know what he's saying, Brother Sean? I don't care how many definitions there is of holiness. Break out your Webster, do what you want to. The holiness I want to line up side of. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Did you hear me? Amen. You can call holiness what you want to. Amen. But there's only one holiness standard I want to line up against. Amen. That's what God said. I'm holy, and you need to be holy, and I want to be holy in the holiness of God. Did you hear me? I said, I want to be holy in the holiness of God. Come on now. Amen. I understand. Amen. In this world, amen, it's so easy, amen, to see the attractions, amen, and to slip and to continue calling ourselves and labeling ourselves holiness. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. The holiness of God shall stand. The holiness of God has not changed. And we must also bear that mark of holiness. This land that we live in, the hour that we live in, and I'm fixing to close. Give me just a minute. In the hour we live, it's just like those. And what the Bible says, amen. I believe it says seven women would be for one man. But it goes on to say, amen, what they said, we don't want your bread. We'll have our own food. We'll have our own water. Come on now. We'll have our own clothing. That's exactly what it said. We'll eat what we want. We'll drink what we want. And we'll dress what we want to do. We'll live how we want to. All we want is your name, amen, to take away our reproach. Amen. I'm telling you something. That's not God's people. I said that's not God's people. Amen. God's people is those that are passing through. God's people are those that says, I am a Christian. I am holiness. I'm passing through. I'm not a part of this world. Amen. But there is a branch of people, amen, that wants to bear the mark. Amen. They want to say, I'm a pilgrim. They want to say, I'm a Christian. Amen. But they only bear the name to take away their reproach. I wanted to go another direction this morning. I really did. I got my notes tucked away in here. But I want to tell you something. We need to be reminded. There's only one place that a Christian's going. And that's heaven. There's only one place that the sinner's going. And the end of that's the lake of fire. And if you're going to live for God, there's no need and bear that name to take away your reproach, saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to live how I want to live. But you have got to remember, amen, that if the righteous shall scarcely be saved, wherein shall the sinner ungodly be found? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. God, when He comes back and walks in the midst of this camp, I'm going to tell you something when that trumpet sounds. Amen. What are you saying? Looking for that blessed hope. I'm looking for the day, and I believe it's very near. I believe it's, amen, right about to happen. Amen. That Gabriel's going to step out. Amen. And Jesus is going to step out on the clouds of glory. Amen. We're going to hear a trumpet sound, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Sean? I'm telling you, I'm not a part of this world. world. I don't want to be conformed to this world. I want to be transformed, that when the trumpet sounds, when the dead in Christ shall rise, amen, those that are alive and remain shall rise up to meet them in the air. I'm looking for a city. I'm looking for Jesus to come back. I'm ready to go home. Stand with me this morning, will you? And they bore this testimony. They gave this witness. One thing that was left said of those who died in the faith, that on this earth, that they was looking for a city whose builder maker is God, but they never obtained it here. We're not going to obtain it here. But they left this testimony that they were only pilgrims and strangers on the earth. I don't know about you, but I don't feel at home here. I can go out and I can try. I've been working in the school system. The last 2 weeks teaching a biology class, I don't feel apart. I'm there. Got some good friends there. I don't feel apart. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. But you know what? It don't bother me. It don't discourage me. It don't weaken my faith. Oh, but I look up. I see these things happening. I look up. Amen. I see the discouragement around me. I look up. I see the world around me. I look up. Amen. I see the trials and the tribulations on the land. I look up. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. If you feel that way, raise your hands and worship the Lord. You say, I'm a pilgrim. I'm a stranger. I'm not at home in this world. This world is not my home. I'm only passing through. My treasures are laid up. Oh, God, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. There's nothing on this earth that appeases me. And God, I'm ready to go home. Let's come find us a place around these altars to come and seek after God. Oh, God, help us to keep our eyes focused. Keep our hearts set on that heavenly prize.